We begin the current daf in Sechdes Erev and daf Nun Vav. We begin 11 lines up from the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf. And that is regarding when you have a circular city, that is when we make the measurements of the city to then measure the Tchum from there, we said that you square the city and you gain the corners, you get more than what the city was up until now. Now the Gemara will quote a Bryce exactly how that is done. Tanam ben Linton the Bryce, Bola Rabba, when you come to square the circular city, you square it to the square of the world. And that is, the Gemara later will explain. But the idea is when you're squaring a city, which way do you square it? You could do any way that is a circle. So you go according to the direction of the world. You do the north to the northern pole. You do the south to the southern pole. You do it in that direction. And not towards the, not diagonally towards the corner, but rather exactly the square, the flat front is facing that part of the world. V'simanecha, and the sign for you, and that is if, let's say, you don't know which one's north and which one's south, how do you know? You're the one measuring the city to then go ahead and have 2,000 amas past that. How do you figure it out? So one way the Gemara says is, eglo betzofen, if you're going to look up at the constellations, the mazalis up in the sky, you'll see the calf, which is called Taurus, towards the north, the akrav badarm, and the scorpion towards the south. If you want to know which, north will be where the calf is, and south will be where the scorpion is. But then the Braisa says, let's say you don't know how to figure out mazalos. You're not an astrologer. You can't figure out the constellations. So Rabbi Yisi in your daily Rabbi Birushalayim, let's say you can't figure out these mazalos and you don't know how to figure out what it is the corners of the world to know which is which direction. So he gives you a different way. Mirabba kiminat kufa. You could square it based on the seasons. And that is, there's four seasons in the year, right? There's the spring and the summer and there's fall and there's winter. So based on the projectile of the sun, you could figure out which is the southern part of the world and which is the northern part. Ketzad, how so? How can you figure out based on the direction of the sun, which is what the seasons depend on, to figure out which is south and which is north? So the Rabbi Yisi says, Chama yoytze b'yoyim arach. When the sun is going out, it goes from east to west. When it's doing that on the long day, that is that direction when it's coming out from that part of the world, that you see it's coming out on the longest day, for example, by Tkufis Tamas, which is known as the summer solstice, when the day is at its longest. Then it's coming out from one side, the Shekas B'Yamarach, and it sets on that same side of the world, but on the other side, that is, it started on the east, and it ended on the west, but it stayed on that same side of the globe, Zehu Pnei Tzav, and that is the northern face of the world. And that is because the sun always goes from east to west, but it takes a southern arc going from east to west. As the Pasuk in Kehelis, as the Gemara later on will bring this Pasuk, says, Hoy l'chodam, the sun always, when it goes through the day throughout the world, it goes, although from east to west, but it takes a southern slant, and that's how the sun goes. But at night, that's not how it goes. Rather, that, as the Gemara will quote the Pasuk, it says, a lashon of Seiviv, it goes around. Then when it goes behind the globe, then it goes towards the northern part. However, but on a long day, when the sun begins, it begins on the northeast, basically all the way on the north. And it goes, it takes like three stops. It starts in the east, it goes towards the south, and then it ends on the west. And when it sets, it sets all the way on the northwestern corner, all the way there on the top. And similarly, regarding the nighttime, it's also going to take a northern approach, although it's going towards the south, but it's always, but in the longest day, it's basically staying, it's not even getting to the east or the west, it's staying all the way on the tip by the north. And at nighttime, of course, when it takes that type of a circular motion, it's going totally towards the northern face of the world. Then the next day, after the longest day of the year by the summer solstice, then the day gets a little smaller. Now it's not going out all the way on the corner of the north. Rather, it comes a little bit closer towards the east. In other words, towards the southern part. Now it's there on the eastern part of the world. And now it goes out. And then during the evening time, it sets by the west side. Again, a little bit drawn further from the corner that's all the way there by the north. And then in the nighttime, when it goes around that little bit. In other words, it goes around the entire northern part of the globe, and also now a little bit of the east, a little bit more than yesterday's night. And so to every single day, until finally when it reaches all the way to what's called Tkufas Tishrei, which is the autumn equinox, which is when it's a perfect day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., when it's in the middle of the east, and then it sets in the middle of the west. That's why that day and night are equal, because it's totally in the middle of the east towards the west. Now, it's still every single day that we said it's always going to have that arc is going to be heading towards the south, and that's where it heads out from, and then it's going to be setting a little bit more towards the south until finally when it reaches what's called Tkufas Tevis, which is the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. Then it starts out all the way on the southeast, which is all the way south, and then it goes towards the south, only on the south. Here it's not even going to be going at any part of the northern part of the globe. And it's also going to be setting in the southwest, all the way in the south. And that's what the Braisa continues when Rabbi Yossi's explanation is that Chama Yitzah B'Yom Katzer, when the sun's going out on the shortest day, again, that being the winter solstice, V'Shekas B'Yom Katzer, and it sets on the shortest on that shortest day, Zeu Pnei Darim, that is the southern face. So again, the way you can figure out what's north and what's south is on the longest day, it stays on that side of the world, that's the northern, and on the shortest day, where it starts and ends, that you can figure out is the southern. Then the Gemara continues and says, Tkufas Nisan, that the spring equinox, Tkufas Tishrei, and the autumn equinox, again, the equinox being the perfect 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., but these are on the spring and fall. Chama Yoytzi b'chatzim Mizrach, the sun goes out in the middle of the east, b'shakas b'chatzim Ma'ariv, and it sets in exactly in the middle of the west. Shenem, like it says in the Pasuk in Kehelis, and this is going to explain all the different halachas that Rabbi Yossi just explained to us regarding the projection of the trajectory of the sun, again, to know that by the longest day, it's going all the way in the north, and the shortest day, it's all the way on the east. Again, always taking a southern arc, and at the nighttime, it's having that same circular, so it's being more in the north, and every day it gets closer and closer to the south, towards the shortest day, it's all the way on the south, and then when it's in the middle, by the equinoxes, then it's going to be directly in the middle on the east and the west. That's based on the Pasuk Kelis Hoylechel Darm, that the sun goes towards the south, the Seiviv El Tzafen, and then it circles the world towards the north. As the Gemara explains, Hoylechel Darm, when it says that the sun goes towards the south, that's by Yom, that's during the daytime, as we said, that it starts in the east, but it arcs, it has that towards the south. The Seiviv El Tzafen, when we say it circles it. That circles the world towards the north, that is Balaila, that's at the nighttime, as we said, because it's going to have this perfect circle. So if it's not exactly center, but rather taking that circle around towards the south, at nighttime when it's coming around, it's going on the northern part of the globe. And then the Pasuk of the Kehelis continues and says, Seiviv, Seiviv, Hoylech Rach, that around and around goes the direction. So it uses the terminology of Seiviv, which means to go around it, that means behind the globe. And it uses the terminology of Hoylech there, it goes through it. What is that a reference to? Elu Pnei Mizrach Upnei Ma'ariv, this is the eastern and the western face of the globe. Shepa'amim Halchasim, that sometimes the sun goes through the eastern and the western, as Rashi explains, that's a reference during the day, on the longest day of the year, that there, although it starts not even on the east or the west, it's all the way up in the north, it's not even there on the sides of the world, in a sense, it's all the way up on top of it, but during the day it goes through it. Sometimes it goes around that part of the east and the west, and that is, as Rashi explains, that's during the nighttime of what's called Tkufas Tevis, of the winter solstice, where there, as we explained, it starts all the way on the southern part of the world, not even higher up where it'd have an east and a west, it's all the way below the globe. There, at nighttime, when it circles, it's going to go around more towards the north, and therefore it's going to be passing the directions of east and west. That is, as the Pasuk says, that sometimes, although it's all the way on the north, or all the way on the south, which is again during the longest day and during the shortest days, where it's not even having an east and a west, it's just having a north and a south, but during the daytime it will be Heilich, it will go through it when it's during daytime, when you see it, it'll pass through east and west, because although it's starting all the way in the north, it takes a southern arc, and therefore it's passing through east and west. And by the nighttime, when it's Seivev, that's during the winter months, when it's going to be the shortest day, where it's all the way down on the south, and it's not even having an east and west, then at the nighttime it will pass through it. That is Rabbi Yossi's interpretation again, but the main idea we brought that in is that that's a way that you'll know what's north and south based on the longest day and the shortest day, because if someone can't figure out by the constellations, or he doesn't just know what's north and what's south to make this ribua of the circular city. However, once we quoted that Braisa, I remember Rav Shashi says, he argues on this Braisa. Lesnu lahani klali, we do not hold of these rules that the Braisa said that the sun starts on the longest day all the way in the north, and that it's not even on the east and the west. It's not even passing through our globe. It's staying all the way on the north. That's not true. The Tanakh within the Braisa that says not like this. Lo yotza chama mi'olim, the sun never went mikaren mizrochet safinus from the absolute corner of the northeast. V'shaka mikaren meravet safinus, and that it sat all the way in the corner of the northwest. That is, it never went so far north that it wasn't passing through or starting there. That it's not going to be at least somewhat on the east, or when it's setting, going to be somewhat on the west. And v'loyotza chama mikaren mizrochis deraimus, the sun never went also the other extreme. It never started out on the southeastern part, meaning so south that it doesn't have any eastern part. V'shaka mikaren mizrochis deraimus, and that it's set so far southwest that it's not going to have any western part. And again, basically what Rav Misharish is arguing on the Braisa from this other Braisa is that you can't interpret the pasuk of Seiviv Seiviv Hoylech Rach to say that sometimes you're only going to have Hoylech and sometimes you're only going to have Seiviv, and similar to what the beginning of what Rabbi Yossi had said, that sometimes you're going to have only north, no east and west, and sometimes only south when it's on the shortest day. That's not true. You're always going to have somewhat of a Hoylech. It's not true. You're always going to have, it's going to be somewhat on the east when it's rising and somewhere on the west when it's setting. Yes, you're right. It gets very high up on the north when it's the longest day, and gets very low down south when it's on the shortest day, but it's not so far in either direction, either polar, to say that it's not even having an east or west when it's starting or when it's setting. That point is what he argues on the Braisa. However, again, but we still have the concept of the Braisa regarding if a person does not figure out from the Eglo and from the scorpions regarding the Mazalis, know what's north and south, they can figure out from the sun, but the longest day you'll know that side of the world is the north, and the shortest day is the southern part. Now the Gemara continues on the same topic regarding the tkufis of the year to make these cheshbonis, the calculations. The Gemara brings Amar Shmuel, ain't tkufas Nisan nefelas. The season of Nisan, which is the spring equinox, never occurs. Elo ba'arboi rivayim. There's only by the quarters of the day. Those are the only times when the spring equinox will start. As he explains, there's four options. Oy betchilas yom, either in the beginning of the day, 6 a.m. Or in the beginning of the night, which is 6 p.m. Or midday by noon. Or middle of the night by midnight. Those are the only options that is possible for the spring equinox, for the Tkuf of Nisan to start. And that is, as Rashi explains, when the world was created, when the Me'oiros were hung up in the heavens, so to speak, which is the sun and the moon and all the stars, everything up there, was put up in the beginning of the fourth day, which is basically Tuesday night at 6 p.m., which is halachically when Wednesday begins. That was the beginning of the B'yom HaRavi, was when the Me'oiros were put up. When's the beginning of that? That's 6 p.m. on Tuesday night, again, beginning of the fourth day, which was in the month of Nisan. Now, the Yemaisa Chama, the solar year, is 365 days plus 6 hours. Now, if you go ahead and you put them into sevens to calculate based on weeks, you're going to be left, after you split up into seven, you're going to be left with a day and a quarter. Therefore, as Rashi explains, it's going to come out that the Tkufa of Nisan, the spring equinox, in the coming year, is going to be on midnight Thursday. And the third year, it's going to come out on 6 a.m. on Friday. And the fourth year, it's going to be noon on Shabbos, and so on and so forth, because every year you're going to be calculating and adding another day and a quarter between the tkufa of this year and the tkufa of the coming year, and therefore you're always going to have a day and a quarter more, and therefore it's always going to be by quarters, because it started at 6 p.m., it goes to, after 6 p.m. it goes to midnight, after midnight it goes to 6 a.m., then it goes to midday. It's always going to be exactly by the quarters, and every year it's going to be one more further because it's a day and a quarter past it. So that's what Shmuel says is inevitable going to be for the spring equinox. Then he continues, the intkufas tamas nefelas, and the summer solstice, which is the next period after spring, then goes summer, which is the longest day in the year, that's elo oiba achasa mechza, that's either by 1.5 hours into the day, oiba shevo mechza, or 7.5, bein bayim, bein malayla, whether it being an hour and a half or 7.5 into the day, or into the night. And that's again based on the same cheshbon that we said before. That's because the spring equinox, the tkufa of Nisan, which is the beginning of when everything, all the seasons began on the first time when the seasons began on the fourth day of creation. Then if, let's say, that tkufa of Nisan begins in the beginning of the day, and let's say starts 6 a.m., so then that one of Tamas, of the summer solstice, will be by 7.5 during the day. And similarly, if let's say the Tkufa of Nisan was by noon, so then that one of Tamas is going to be 1.5 hours into the day. And as Rashi explains, because there's 7.5 hours between every tikufa, between every season. And that is by that day that it comes out on that season. The following season is going to be on the same day. However, it's going to be this, the hour is going to be 7.5 hours later, which comes out to 30 hours on all the four different seasons, which is a day and a quarter, as we explained. There's exactly the 365 and a quarter of a day from one season, from the beginning of the year to the next year when you go with the solar calendar. Therefore, you have a day and a quarter. How much is a day and a quarter? A day is 24 hours plus a quarter is 6, is 30 hours. You're going to have a 30-hour difference. Therefore, if you make that calculation, that 30-hour difference, it comes out that from one season to the next is going to be 7.5 hours. So based on this calculation, so this one, if you continue with the same cheshbon, the autumn equinox, the tkufa of Tishrei, as the Gemara says, the in tkufas Tishrei nefelas, therefore that tkufas, which is the next one after the summer, elo oy b'shalosh shalos, it's either by 3 hours, oy b'tesha shalos, or 9 hours, into bein b'yom, bein b'layla, whether in the day, or whether in the night. And that's the same idea, because if you follow the same cheshbon that we're making, again, there's 7.5 hour difference between every season, based on the total of all four equaling 30 hours, which is the difference from one year to the next. If let's say the Tkufa of Tammuz, the summer solstice came out, as we said, it has to be either 1.5 or 7.5. Let's say it came out in 1.5. So then that one of Tishrei is going to come out in the 9th. Let's say that one of Tammuz was 7.5. So the one of Tishrei is going to be by 3, and so on and so forth. And then it continues to the next one. The Ein Tkufas Tevis Nefelas. And then the next one of the winter solstice, that will only come out Elo oyba arba mechza, either by 4.5, oyba eser mechza, or 10.5 hours into the bein b'yom, bein b'layla, 10.5 hours into the day, or 10.5 hours into the night. And that is as follows. You could follow the whole cycle as like this. If let's say the tkufa of Nisan, which is the first one, started in the first hour, as we said, it started by 6 a.m. So then that one of Tammuz is by 7.5. As we said, each one is going to be 7.5 hours later from the one before it. So then the one of Tishrei is going to be in the 3rd hour. Then it comes out 7.5 hours later. The one of Teves is going to be by 10.5. The same thing by the 2nd year of Nisan. Let's say that comes out now by noon, because we said every year the Tkufa will be a quarter of it later. So then it comes out that that's by the, again, that's by the 6th hour. So the one of Tammuz is coming out 1.5 hours into the night. Then the one of Tishrei is going to come out in the 9th hour. And the Tevis one is going to be 4.5 hours into the day. Again, it follows this whole cheshbon of 7.5 hours, totaling 30 hours, which is the difference of the entire year. That's what you get. You split that into four. It's each one is going to be, each season is 7.5 hours later from the one before. Now, to put this all together, Shmuel says, V'ein bein tkufa l'tkufa, that you don't have between each season, ela tishim ve'echad yom. There's 91 days, v'sheva shoyis ha-mechza, and 7.5 hours. This basically explains what we just said, that if you count up 91 days, you split it into 7 parts, you're going to get 7.5 hours later than the season that was before that. And as Rashi says, that the days of the tkufas are 91 days and 7.5 hours, which is basically a quarter of 365 and a quarter. Again, the year of the solar calendar is 365 days and 6 hours. You split that into four, each season comes out to be 91 days and 7.5 hours. So therefore, if you're going to split that up, each season is going to be 7.5 hours later than the one before it. And that's why we get the cheshbon, why it has to be when each tkufa is going to be. It has to be on exactly on these quarters, how they are, based on when the world began, that it began at 6 p.m. and following the cycle of 7.5 hours, is going to be each one 7.5 hours later. And similarly, that each year, by each season, will be a quarter later. It'll be 6 hours later than it was in the year before. Now, based on this, Shmuel says, the ain't kufa meisheches mechaverta, that each season is not past the other season. And now this will be regarding the planets. Elachatzisho, it's only going to be 1/2 hour later. As Rashi explains in detail, that the way the hours work is based on a 7 planetary switch called Kalash Tzamchan. That is the Seder and the way the world runs, it's based on these 7 planets. And as Rashi explains, the beginning of the week, Matzah Shabbos, the 1st hour of Matzah Shabbos, is when Mercury serves, is the first planet that's there on that hour. The second hour is then Levan is the moon. Then comes Shabsai, which is Saturn. Then comes Tzedek, which is Jupiter. Then comes Madim, which is Mars. Then comes Cham, which is the sun. Then comes Nega, which is Venus. These are the 7 hours, and then it continues infinitely. Then it's, in other words, every hour is a different planet that there, that serves, so to speak, to be the one that's in control of that time. And then that 7 hour cycle continues after the last one goes and the first one starts again. So Rashi explains that it comes out that the first hour of Sunday and on the first day of the week begins with the sun, then comes Venus. And therefore, Rashi says that since there is not between each season more than 7.5 hours, as we just explained before, every season is going to be a 7.5 hour differential. So therefore, comes it as follows: that if the Tkufa of Nisan began in the Mazla of Mercury of Koichav, so then the Tkufa of Tammuz will come out halfway through Mercury, and Tishrei will be in the beginning of Levana, and Teves will be halfway through Levana, and so forth, because when you take 7.5 hours, which is when every season begins after the season before it, you're going to be again in the same one that the season before had been in, just a half hour later. As we explained, that there's a 7 hour cycle of these seven planets, and each one is, if let's say 6 a.m. is one, then 7 a.m. is 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m. Now that's the seventh one. 1 p.m. will then be the first one again, and it follows that cycle. So if each season is 7.5 hours later, you have this seven, you're back to the one that it was when it started, just a half hour later. So this is the idea that Shmuel is summing up what we were explaining before, is that really each season will be in the same planet that the previous season had been just a half hour later. So then the next one will be the beginning of the next one, and the next one will be halfway through the one of before again. It moves a half a planet as they continue going. Finally, V'amar Shmuel, Ein lecha tkufas Nisan shenefeles betzedek. He says something interesting regarding the tkufa of Nisan, regarding the spring equinox, that it never happens that the spring equinox, which will be during the mazal, if it starts, that tkufa starts by the mazal of Jupiter, she'ein mashaber eselon, is that it doesn't break all the trees. And ve'ein lecha tkufas teves shenefeles betzedek, you don't have regarding the winter solstice, that it begins in the mazal of also of Jupiter, she'ena miyaveshes es ha'zraim, that it doesn't dry up all the seeds. However, there's one important thing, is b'hu d'yisyalid levana, this is only that if the moilid of the levana, which is when the levana started, either that one of Nisan or that one of Teves, oy b'levana oy b'tzedek, that it had to have been during the mazal of, during the time of the levana, which is one of those seven of the planets, or during the time of Jupiter. If the moilid of that tkufa will be during Levana or Tzedek, then and the tkufa began on Tzedek and Jupiter, then it's going to again either destroy the trees if it's tkufas Nisan, or it's going to dry all the seeds in the tkufa of Teves. And that ends this gemara, where the gemara will talk about the cheshbainus of the way the sun goes. Again, basically why it was brought in was to tell us regarding the idea of our Mishnah, that if you're being merabe asir, as the Brisa had said, you want to square off a circle city, you don't know which way is to be do rebir shel olam. It has to go towards the polars of the world. The north has to be to the north of the world and south to the south. The way you could do it, again, is either based on the mazalis, or it could be based on the way the sun goes, and that was the way the Gemara went and explained all the different kufis and the mazalis, again, based on the hiluch of the chama, and that is how we understand which direction we have to make the squaring of the world. Now we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara explains regarding the theme of our Mishnah, that there are two leniencies, basically, when we're coming to square off a city, and that is regarding when we're making a tchum by a round city. There's really two leniencies that go into play. A, first of all, when we're getting the dimensions of the city, which the whole city is considered like four amas, nothing to do with the tchum of Shabbos, which only begins after the city, the limits, after those limits, then the tchum begins. First, you square off that city, so you gain the corners of the city, that's included in the city itself, not part of the 2,000 amas. Then after that squared of the city, you don't make the tchum in the way that you're going to get just 2,000 amas in each direction. You're going to get, as we're going to see in the Gemara, 2,800 amas towards the corners. We're going to square that off also to gain the corners, which are going to be more than 2,000 amas. As the Gemara begins, we're learning the Braisa. When someone's squaring off a city, again, a circular city, which we first have to square it off, as we learned in Amud Aleph, you do it towards the direction of the world. So when you're squaring that off, you make this city into a square tablet. As the Gemara later will explain, that we're talking about a city which is 2,000 amas squared, 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas in a circular city. Then when you're adding on a quarter onto it, you make it as if it's a square tablet, and that is you have the length as the width, and the tchum also, as we're going to say, will also be like a square tablet, the length like the width. And that's because the width will be towards the measurement. When you're going out, when you're measuring out the tchum, you go based on how wide the city is, and it goes out 2,000 amas. So since every direction is 2,000 amas, so it's 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas based on the wall. So again, you're really getting, as a square tablet, not only of the city, but even the tchum is going to be, as the Braisa says, the chayzim rabeyas the tchum, and then you go ahead and you square the tchum, and you make that like a square tablet also. In other words, inevitably, it's going to be, not only the city is going to be a square tablet, but even the tchum is going to be. As the Braisa explains, when he's measuring the tchum of the city, after that he squared it off. Again, right, you square off the city, then and now you go ahead and you make a tchum. So we're going to explain how that's also going to be squared off. You don't measure from the middle of the corner of the city, and that is, if you're figuring to yourself, wait a second. I made the city into a square, and I know that the tchum itself surrounding the city has to be a square. So let me do it the easy way. Let me measure diagonally, which is basically enlarging, if you will, the square of the city. It'll be easier. You just make diagonals, and now I have around that 2,000 amas. So let me go 2,000 amas, 2,000 amas in each corner, thereby making 2,000 amas surrounding the city. Do it that way. And that the Braisa says, no, don't measure from the corner alpayim amas, 2,000 amas, from every corner to measure, like as if you're making a string 2,000 amas. Neshu mafsid hazavis, because if you do that, you're going to be losing the corners of every single corner. And that is, if as Rashi elaborates at great length to demonstrate this, that if you're making the 2,000 amas from the corner on a diagonal, then you're going to be losing what you could be gaining by the squaring off of the tchum. And that's the whole purpose of squaring off the tchum, not only, as you said, squaring off the city, but you square off the tchum also, and you're going to be left, if you're measuring 2,000 amas, as some Rashis have the picture, with a diagonal 2,000 amas, then if you're going to go straight in each direction, northeast, south, or west, you're only going to be left with not 2,000 amas, but rather 1,428 amas, as Rashi explains. He says, let's just say, for argument's sake, that you make a city of 1,428 amas by 1,428 amas, you make this square tablet around the city. Then, what you're going to have to do is, you're going to have to make that same area, 1,428 by 1,428, for every corner to fill up the holes of the length of the square. Because as we said, that you have to make not only the city squared, but the tchum also has to be squared, because every halacha of Shabbos needs to have what's called peis, has to be squared. So you can't just have coming out of every direction a block, because if you're making this tic-tac-toe, so to speak, you have this square city, and you have every direction, but you're missing the corners as part of the tchum. So therefore, you would have to fill up the same dimensions in the corners, which is going to be the same amount of 1,428 by 1,420, because that is the length. So whatever is considered a gap, if you have to square it off, you're going to have the same amount. So it comes out that the alachsan, the diagonal of the square, is going to be parallel, is going to be touching the corner of the diagonal of the corner of the city. That's going to come out if the city is 1,428 by 1,428, comes out the diagonal of that tchum will be 2,000 amas. And that is, as Rashi explains, because of the fundamental mathematical principle, which is that any amma that's squared comes out to an amma and 2/5 by its diagonal, which is 1.4. So therefore, if you take 1,428 and squared, then the diagonal will be 2,000 amas exactly. And therefore, when you take, again, this square tablet of 1,428 by 1,428, the diagonal will equal 2,000 amas. And that's how do you get that? Because you get 2,856 fifths. So you take basically 2,856 times a fifth, that which comes out to 572 amas minus 4/5. You add that, again, because you're adding on 2/5, because that's what the diagonal has more than the square itself. You add that onto the 1,428 that we said that the square tablet of the city would be, that would be 2,000 amas. And therefore, again, what Rashi is basically getting at is that if you're measuring from the middle of the corner of the city diagonally 2,000 amas, what you're going to ultimately doing is diminishing the tchum when you're going straight, and you're only going to have 1,428. Why is this whole halacha? Because you're losing the corner. That's exactly what the Braisa is trying to tell us, that you're losing the corner. So rather, what should a person do? You shouldn't measure that way, because diagonal is going to be, if that's 2,000, then you're losing the 2,000 when you go straight, because, again, the diagonal is always going to be 2/5 more. So if it's going to be 2/5 more by the angle, and that's where you're measuring 2,000. When you're going straight, you're only going to be having 1,428. Ella, rather, the Braita says you should do as follows. Mevli tavel miravas. You bring a square tablet, shehalpayim amma alpayim amma, which is 2,000 amma squared. Umanicha bekeren balachsein. Now you put that entire square. Don't just take like a line and measure out of the corner diagonally 2,000 amas. Because then again, as we said, you'll be stuck with only 1,428 in each direction. It's only by the diagonal which you'll have 2,000 amas. Rather, you bring a complete square tablet to fill up the corners, and you put that that entire square diagonally to the corner of the city. As Rashi again explains in detail, that what you have to do is you have to measure that square that you're filling up the corners with that it should have 2,000 plus and its diagonal from the corner of the city, and then you're basically measuring out from the corner to the other corner. What's going to be is, when if you're going either north or west, if you're going straight, then you'll have 2,000 amas. So for example, he says as follows. He says, if you're going to put 2,000 amas by the tchum of the city opposite the ear, let's say you'll take, and this is all no full direction, let's say you're taking a graph, or let's say tic-tac-toe. So you have a city, and each direction you're going to make an exact square, because it's 2,000 amas squared, and so therefore you have the width of the city is 2,000 amas, and going out each direction you get 2,000 amas is 2,000 amas. So basically the same dimension of the city you have in every direction. But now what you have now is you have the corners are a gaping hole. Again, because we said that the tchum has to be squared, just like everything has to have payas, has to have corners by the halachas of Shabbos. So you have these gaping holes of 2,000 amas squared by every corner. Again, based on this tic-tac-toe, if you didn't fill in the corners, you're only filling in above, below, and the left and the right, you still have to stretch out a line like an L shape to fill in the corners of the city. So therefore, what it comes out is, you should take, by the corner, you take a square tablet of 2,000 amas squared, which is directly opposite the diagonal of the corner of the city. And now what is that diagonal going to measure? That's going to be 2,800 amas. As Rashi explains, that's how the cheshbon comes out. If you take 4,000/5, because that's how we're making the cheshbon because of how we're going with the addition of the diagonal, which comes out to 800 amas. And therefore, he concludes and he says, someone that's measuring the tchum of the city, he has to bring a tablet. Again, not to measure just a line, but to bring a complete tablet. And you see it as if this tablet is 2,000 amas squared, and you put that opposite the city diagonally, that is by the corners. Now, what that means is that the diagonal of the tavel will be facing the corner diagonal of the corner of the city. And therefore, what happens is that you're measuring 2,800 amas opposite the corner diagonally. And then afterwards, you measure a line going from one corner to the other corner. Again, basically, the way you do this is you take, not stretching out just a line and then making a square around it. You, so to speak, imagine it that you make put a square in front and behind and side and the other side. And now you have these corners. Then you'll fill in the complete 2,000 amas square there also. Well, then you won't have 2,000 amas just coming out diagonally. You'll have 2,800 amas diagonally. And therefore, the Braita concludes. Nimtza se'ir mistakeres. Comes out that the city gains by the fact of that we're squaring it off. That's the first phase of the kulas. Arba meis amis lekan, va'arba meis amis lekan. You're going to gain 400 amis for every corner, because when it was circular, it didn't have any diagonal to gain anything more. But now that we squared it off, we gave it a diagonal, and therefore if someone's leaving from the corner of the city, he gains 400 amis for every single corner. As we said, that because there's another quarter gain, that a square is over a circle, and therefore since now we're viewing the city as ending by that corner, not by the circle where it turns, therefore you're gaining 400 amas in each direction you're going from the city. Nimtzu tchumin mistakon ches meis amas lekan, and v'shmoyne meis lekan. Now it comes out that now that we gained by the tchumin, this that we made, that we have to create this square tablet by the corner of the city, that now diagonally is where this square tablet will be. They're going to be touching by the corners of the tablet of the tchum. We're gaining 800 amas in each direction for every single corner. Because, as we explained, that is not just 2,000 amas. Now you're getting 2,800 amas. That's the cheshbon of the amsa b'ribuya, that you get another 2/5, which gives you another 800 amas. So therefore, the Braita concludes and puts it all together. Nimtzu ha'ir v'tchumon mistakon, comes out that the city, now that we squared off, and the tchum, that we squared that off, gains a total of 1,000 amasayim lekan ve'1,000 amasayim lekan. When you're leaving from any single corner, you gain an extra 1,200 amas besides what you have for the 2,000 amas of the tchum. As we explained, because you have the 800 of the tchum that's added more, and you have the 400 of the city, 800 plus 400 is 1,200. Then the Gemara concludes and tells us that Amabaya umishkachas lo, that this whole idea that we spoke about regarding the precise measurements, as we were explaining in the Gemara before, that what you're gaining by squaring off the city, which is the first phase, the extra 400 amas, that's by Ribur Ha'ir, that's b'masad dehavi tri alfa tri alfa. That's if we're talking about exactly a city that's 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas squared. And that is as Rashi Masech the Sukkah tells us, as we were explaining all along in the Gemara, as the Gemara in the Kamei Daf will explain, that one of the 49 midas that are in the Torah, but Rashi says it's pretty obvious, is that if you take the diameter of a circle, so that's going to be the circumference will be, as the Gemara's cheshbon of pi is 3 times. Yet when you're taking the area of a square of that diameter, you're going to need to have a string not 3 times but 4 times to go around that, an amma for each direction, which basically comes out, as we explained before, that 1.4 more will be, besides the one, you'll have another 2/5 that you're going to have by the square more than the circle. And therefore, if you have a radius over here, which is what we're talking about, going out from the center of the city, if you, again, we're talking about that you have 1,000 amas going out, then when you're going from the center and you were squaring off the city, so generally you would have 1,000, you go another 1.4, you get at 1.4 times 1,000 is going to come out to 1,400, so you get another 400 amas in each direction. But of course, if the city is going to be bigger or smaller, then the gain will be either bigger or smaller. But that's the idea, that we were cheshbonning out 400 amas for the what you're gaining by squaring up the city, is based on this, just the fact that we're talking about a city of 2,000 amas squared. Now the Gemara continues on the same theme, but it refers to the Ari HaLevim, the cities of the Levim. So it's a time in the Braisa. Amr Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, Tchum Ari Levim, the boundaries of the Levim cities, were Alpayim Amma, were 2,000 Amma. In other words, for their own, considering where their cities extended to, it wasn't only the actual city, but it was 2,000 Amma around that. Now, Tzimihen, if you take away from the area surrounding the city, Elef Amma Migrish, 1,000 of those 2,000 amas surrounding the city will be what's called migrach, which there they don't plant no trees and no grain that was planted there. Rather, they would leave that open for the beauty of the city. Nimtza, so the Braisa says, it comes out that migrach revia, that the migrach, the open area surrounding the city, was a quarter, which the Gemara later will explain that it seems to be half, not a quarter. The Hashar and the rest of the tchum of the boundary was sadisakram, were fields and vineyards, that is, and then but beyond that tchum, beyond that, they didn't have anything. So besides the actual Levite cities that they had again 1,000 of the 2,000 amas was migrash open, but the rest of that was sadisakram. Now the Gemara elaborates on this. But not really, from where do we know that 1,000 of the 2,000 amas of the tchum that was surrounding the boundary surrounding the Levite cities were open area? So Amar Rav, because there's a pasuk in Bamidbar that tells us, and the beginning of that pasuk says, "Umigrash ha'ar mashetitnu," that the migrash, the open area of the cities that which you give to Levim, says mikir ha'ir v'chut, so from the wall of the city outward, elef amas of was 1,000 amas surrounding. So therefore, you see the Amar Torah sabev es ha'ir be'elef, surround the city 1,000 amas that should be open area. But now the Gemara just wants to understand what the Braisa said. It said, Nimtza Migrash Revia. It comes out that the Migrash, the open area, is a quarter. Revia, is that so? Palgahav, it's half. You said that the boundary is 2,000 amas. You said the Migrash is 1,000 amas. That's half, not a quarter. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Debar Ada, which is the name of a person, Meshecha, the surveyor, he was the one that measured the boundaries of this city. Asbrili, he explained to me as follows. This is the first of four different pshatim how to explain how the Migrash, which seems to be half, is going to be a quarter. Mishkachasla, you could have this calculation of the migrash being a quarter, but masa dahavi trei alfi atrei alfi, by a city that's exactly 2,000 amas squared. And he explains as follows: Tchum ha kamahavia, how much is the boundary of this city? Shitzar, it comes out to 16 million square amas. And the way the Rashi defines it, he says that you're going to have 16 quarters of 1,000 and 1,000 that's there. And he explains as follows. He says, we're talking about a city that's 2,000 amas squared. So now every side, north, east, south, and west, gets also 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. Because that's exactly, you get 2,000 amas, which is the width of the city, and the length going out in every direction, you get 2,000 amas. That's 4,000 amas. If you split up that 4,000 amas in shasi v'arv, that is in lengthwise and widthwise, you create into quarters, you get 4 quarters of 1,000 amas each. And if you do that for every direction of this city, you do that by four. So you have four of 1,000 times four. You get 16 quarters of 1,000 by 1,000. So again, so you have the tchum being 16,000. That's just in each direction, straight of north, east, south, and west. Then you have, as we explained before, that you also have to fill up the corners because every halacha of Shabbos, including tchumen, has to have corners. Kranes come and have it. Now, how much are the corners of the tchumen going to be? That's also going to be shitzer. That's also going to be 16,000 quarters of 1,000 amas each because every corner has a square of 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas, as we explained before. Therefore, you're going to have four times that, it comes out to 16,000 amas. Now, what we have is 16 plus 16 is 32. Dal, you have to take away for the purpose of migrash, of the open area, you take away tamanya de tchumen, you take away eight of tchumen. That is, as we said, every direction has a total of 16. You take away half of that, which gives you eight. The arba de kronis and four of the corners. And that is as follows. This that we said that you surround the city, 1,000, that is for every tchum, for every side. Again, you have, what you have is you have 1,000, you have 2,000 by the on the face of the city in the length and the width. And we, now 1,000 of that is what's coming out for migrash. So you have 1,000 by 2,000. So since it's coming out 1,000 by 2,000, that comes out to basically 2,000 amas. And you do that for all four corners, that's times four, two times four. So therefore, that's coming out to eight. Now you have to give for every corner a tablet also of 1,000 by 1,000 amas. Now the reason for that being is because, again, as we explained, it's like a tic-tac-toe, like a graph. And that is whatever's coming out from the migrash, however much that length is. Now that is the area of that L that's being created because it's coming out over here in this way and it's coming out of that way. So that's, it's only coming out 1,000. So you have to make a square of 1,000 by 1,000 to fill in the corner of the migrash, which is surrounding the city. So that comes out to be four from the corners, 4,000. So you have eight plus four, kamahava. So how much does that come out to be? That comes out to trace, so that comes out to 12,000 that's necessary for the migrash. Again, each one being a quarter of 1,000 by 1,000. So that's what comes out for the migrash. Again, as we explained, because you're having 1,000 by 2,000 on every side. Now that it's coming out 1,000 on each direction, so now the corner that you have to fill in of that perimeter of migrash is 1,000 by 1,000 for each corner. You add on 8 plus 4, it's coming out to 12. But then the Gemara asks, based on our calculations, nimtza migrash revi'a, does it come out as we are trying to explain the braisa that the migrash is a quarter? What do you mean? Tfei mitilsin, and it's more than a third. And that is, as we just explained, that there's 32 of total of tchumen with the calculation of 16 for each direction plus 16 for the corners, because that's how big the tchumen is. You have 2,000 amas coming in each direction, so it has to make a square of 2,000 by 2,000 for every corner. That comes out to 16, but plus 16 is 32. Whereas we said regarding the migrash, that you're having 1,000 by 2,000, so therefore the corners are going to be 1,000 by 1,000. That comes out to be 12. 12 out of 32 is more than a third. So how can you say that the migrash is a quarter when, okay, it's not half, but it's definitely more than a third? And that the Gemara answers, ICR ba de masa. We add into this calculation, when we said that it's a quarter, the migrash is a quarter of what we're talking about, add on the 4,000 of the city, because you have 2,000 squared, it's 4,000, it's 4,000 by 1,000 quarters. Shadi Alai, you add onto the 32 that comes at the 36. And because when we said that the migrash is revi, it was going on the total of everything. A quarter of the entire cheshbon of the city with the tchum and on the corners. But then the Gemara says, fine, but akati tilsav. So it's not more than a third, but now it's still a third. You have 12 out of 36. To which the Gemara finally answers, misavid b'ribu'u ka'amr. Did you think that the migrash that we're talking about is that you're squaring it off? B'igula ka'amr. This migrash that you're making it circular. Because we're talking about a circular city, so the migrash is also circular. And therefore, kama meruba yesar ala ha'igal. How much is the square more than the circle? Revi, it's a quarter. So therefore, dal revi menayu, take away a quarter for the calculation of the migrash, because we're not making that square like we're making the tchum. It is going to be circular. So if you take off a quarter from 12, how much are you left with? Pashul tish, you're left with 9. V'tisha mitlasa mishisa rivahava, and 9 out of 36 is going to be a quarter, as Rashi explains that. You thought, this is what the Gemara is telling the Havamina, you thought that we're talking about a square city, and therefore you made a migrash around it, also squared, and therefore the total calculation And therefore, the total calculation of the city with the Migresh around it was a square of 4,000 by 4,000 amas squared, which came out to 16 quarters of 1,000 by 1,000. And we said that 3/4 of that was for the Migresh, which came out to 12 out of 16. And the fourth quarter was for the city. But this is what the Gemara is answering in the Teretz and saying that we're talking about a circular city. However, what we add on to give to the Levium, what we do is that we do square off the city and we give the corners and the tchum 2,000 amas in every direction. And that is, so therefore comes out that the portion of the Levim for their cities was a total of 6,000 amas by 6,000 amas, which comes out, as we had made the cheshbon before, and it's going to be 36 quarters of 1,000 by 1,000. Now, the city that's inside that square, although we square off the entire city and the tchum, but the city is circular 2,000 by 2,000. Therefore, the migrash, the open area that we don't put anything there that's around it, that will be 1,000 around, will be also circular. So it comes out that the city and the migrash will be 4,000 by 4,000 circular, not squared. Yet, that is, if we would have done that squared 4,000 by 4,000, so then the migrash with the entire city would have been 16. But now that we're saying that it retains the circular position, it loses a quarter. And therefore the whole entire city is with the Migresh is only 12. And 3/4 of that was for the Migresh, and the other quarter was for the city. That comes out that 9 of it was for the Migresh. Now 9 from the total of 36 of the entire Tchum is only going to be a quarter. And therefore that was the first of the four Terutzim, how to get this calculation of a quarter of the Migrash, although it seems like we were talking about Tchum. We said we were talking about the entire area of a circular city that's 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. And therefore, the Migrash that's around that is going to be only 9, which is from the total of 36, because as we said, that we do give, we square off that area, but Migrash is not squared off. And therefore, you lose a quarter from what would have been the square, which would have been 12 out of 36, is now 9 out of 36, and therefore it's coming out to be a quarter of the total area. That's the first approach to the Gemara. Baya says, Mishkachas lo nami b'mosa dehavi alpha ba'alpha. It says you could have the same teretz for a city that's 1,000 by 1,000 squared, and that you do not include this city with the total of what we're trying to say. Rather, you'll have the migrash being a quarter just regarding the tchumen, the boundaries, and the corners. How so? So Abaye explains, tchumen kamahava. How much are the boundaries? That's tamanya, that's 8/4 of 1,000 by 1,000, because what we said is that the tchum for every side is going to be 2,000 amas going out, jutting out 2,000, by 1,000 of the width. So therefore you have 2 times 4. Because 2,000 by 1,000 is 2 of 1,000 by 1,000, times 4 for each side is going to be 8. So the tchum by each direction is 8. That's, as the Gemara says, tamanya. Karan is kamahavi. Now, how much are the corners? As we said, you have to give the corners to. That's shitza. That's 16. And the reason is because since the length of the tchumen go out 2,000 amas in each direction, you have to fill up the corners because you have to square it off. Now, that requires 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas for every single corner. Now, that's 4,000 amas for every corner, times 4 is 16, as we explained, because the lines that are coming out, although the width is only 1,000, but the lines that are coming out, which are creating this almost tic-tac-toe for the corners, they're coming out large lines of 2,000 amas. So though the boxes in middle are not that big, because they're only 1,000 by 2,000, but these are gaps of 2,000 by 2,000, because each direction is coming out that way 2,000, it has to fill up 4,000. So it comes out the corners are bigger than actual each direction, that comes out to 16. That comes out for a total of 16 plus 8 is 24,000. We continue on the top of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Now Dal, take away for the purpose of the Migrash, of the open area that we don't plant anything, Arba Tchumen, you have 4 of the boundaries itself, because you have 1,000 in each direction jutting out from the city, because that's how far the Migrash is, it's only half of the Tchum. Now that's on the surface of the city, is 1,000 amas coming out like the measurement of the city. So you have 1,000 by 1,000 for the Migrash for every single direction, that's basically 1 times 4, so you have 4. If Arba Tchumen, you have 4 of the corners again, because they were only creating a gap by the corner of the tic-tac-toe, only 1,000 by 1,000, because the lines are not coming out 2,000 like the tchum, but rather 1,000 for the migrash. So kamahava, how much does it come out? To tamanya, that's 8. Fine. But then the Gemara asks, okay, so tilsahava, it's still a third, it's not a quarter, because what you have is you have 8 out of what we said of 24. That's a third. So which the Gemara answers, similar as it did before, Misavid Biribu Kamar, do you think we're talking about a square? And that is, you had calculated by a square city. So therefore, you, by default, you had to say that the Migresh was also going to be calculated a square around the city. That's why it comes out to 8,000 Amis around it. Bigula Kamar, we're talking about a circular city. That is, if you calculate the city as circular, and therefore the Migresh is circular, it comes out that it's 3,000 by 3,000 Amis around. That is because if you have the city itself 1,000 by 1,000, so around that is going to be an area of 1,000 Amis on each side. It's going to come out to 3,000 by 3,000 Amis. Now, had it been squared, it would have been 9. You would have 8 for the Migresh, and the 9th one would have been the city. Now, therefore, kama meruba yes hala equal. How much more is a square than a circle? Revia, that's a quarter, as we explained in the previous stuff. Now, dal revia, so you lose a quarter. Now that we're saying that everything is circular, the city and the migrash, you lose a quarter of the city and a quarter of the migrash. Pashulahu shisa, so you're left with 6. Vishisa mechavdal, and therefore 6 out of 24, which is what we're giving to Levium besides the city, is riva hava, that comes out to be a quarter. That although that from the settlement of the city is circular and the Migresh is circular, however, regarding the portion that we give to Levim and regarding the Tchum of Shabbos of Levim, we do add on a quarter and we give them the Tchum of 1,000 by the width for the measurement of the city for every direction and the length being 2,000 Amis and the corners that we have to fill up the corner, as we said before, is 2,000 Amis by 2,000 Amis because we have to square up the Tchum. So it comes out to be a total of 5,000 by 5,000 Amis squared, that you have the 2,000 Amis for the Tchum in every single direction. You have the city being 1,000 in the middle. That comes out that the Tchum is going to be 8, and the corners will make it 9. So it comes out that the Migresh is going to be a quarter of the Tchum and the corners, again, based on this principle of the city being 1,000 by 1,000 and being circular. Therefore, it comes out that it's going to be 6 out of 24. 6 out of 24 is a quarter, and that's a second approach that answers how the Migresh could be a quarter. The third approach the Gemara brings is Ravina. Amar Ravina says, he says, no, it really is like we had said before. They were talking about a squared city and it's 2,000 Amis by 2,000 Amis. And therefore the Tchum is going to be 16 and the corners are going to be 16, there's 32. And the Migrash from that will be 12, which would be 12 out of 32. But my Revia, what does it mean when we had explained within the Braisa that it's going to be a quarter? Revia, the Tchum, it's a quarter of the Tchum that it comes out, that the Migresh of the Tchum is a quarter of the Tchum and the corners, because the Migresh of the Tchum is 8, as we had explained before. Now that's a quarter of 32. As Taisus explains, what we're trying to say is, because Ravina holds that there is no corners for the Migresh, and therefore all you have is the directions of north, east, south, and west. You do not fill in the corners. You have 2 times 4 is 8. 8 out of the total of 32 is going to be a quarter. That's the third approach in the Gemara. Finally, the fourth approach in the Gemara is Ravashi Amar, my Revia. What does it mean, a quarter? Revia, the Quran is a quarter of the corners. And interesting, the preferred Pshat in Rashi is, the Ravashi holds that the only thing you give for the Migrash is not the direction of north, east, south, and west. You only give to the corners of the city. That is, diagonally to the corner of the city is where this a quarter of the Migrash is over there, 1,000 by 1,000. And therefore, in truth, this is a very preferred pshat, because whether it's a big city or a small city, it's always going to be exactly that the Migrash will be a quarter of the corner, because the corner will always be 16, as we explained, because it's always going to have jutting out for the Tchum of 2,000 Amis by 2,000 Amis. So therefore, you're going to have 4,000 Amis in each corner, which will then be times 4, which will be 16. The Migrash is going to be a quarter of that. It's going to be 4,000 Amis total, because you have the lines coming out are only 1,000 by 1,000. 1,000 by 1,000 times 4 is going to be 4,000. 4,000 is a quarter from 16,000. That's what I mean to say that it's going to be a quarter. What is the Migrash a quarter? It's the quarter of the corners. That's what comes out by every Migrash, because again, you don't put the Migrash anywhere else but the corner, and therefore that Migrash is a quarter of the corners. To which the Gemara says, Amalei Ravina, who gave the third pshat, asked Ravashi, who gave that last pshat in the Gemara, how could you say that the Migrash is only by the corners, not around the actual city itself, but v'hasaviv ksiv? When it says in reference to the Migrash, it says that it's surrounding the city. How could it be just by the corners if it says that it's around it? It doesn't make sense that it should be only corners when it should be at least on the sides too. To which Rav Ashi answered, no, my sav, what does it mean around it? Sav the kronos, it means surrounding it by the corners, and he even proves it. Dili yitema hoche, because if we don't say that, that's a possibility to say this pshat, gabi oil d'chse, by carbon oil, where it says in the pasuk b'yikra, v'zorku es hadom al mezbeach sav, that they threw the blood on the altar, around the mezbeach, hachanami sav mamash, do you think that it means they threw the blood all around the mezbeach? That's not true. Elamai sav, what does it mean over there around it? It means sav the kronos, means around it by the corners. That's where they put it. Hachanami, my sav, and sav the kronos. Here also, what does it mean around the, by the migrash surrounding the city? It means surrounding it by the corners, and therefore that is his pshat, that it was only the revivia of the kronos. Those are the four different pshatim that the Gemara gave how to understand that the migrash of the Ariel Avim, although it seems like it's half of the tchum, that it said in the Brisa is going to be a quarter. Again, basically, if it's going to be what the cheshbon is, it's going to come out to be a quarter, whether it's a quarter of the corner, whether it's a quarter of the total area, and we're talking about that the city is circular. Those are the four different pshatim the Gemara gave.